clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope you're doing great. Beautiful day out there. Man, it's just gorgeous out there. I went over west of Elk this morning and checked cows in one pasture and heifers that are calving in the other pasture. And man, it's just beautiful. All they're doing is laying around sunning. They're just enjoying it because they know what's coming next month. So they're just preparing for it. Let's check out some temperatures, actually, in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas panhandle. 71 degrees at Goodwell. 66 at Slapout. 58. Where is that? Alva. Yeah, Alva. 58 at Alva. Cherokee's 49. 63 at Butler. 64 at Bessie, 68 degrees at Hollis, 72 at Tipton, and out here in the panhandle of Texas, what do we got? 71 at Lipscomb, 63 at Canadian, 69 at Dozer, Wellington, 68, and 77 degrees at Odell. I bet they hit the 80 mark today. What are you guys betting? Well, today is Hay Day Tuesdays. Brandon's on his 2 weeks off, so we'll get Hay Day Tuesday in a timely manner today, so I have probably a listing of about 20 different sets of hay for sale. So get your pencil and pen ready, along with some paper. And last segment of the show, we'll have that go down. And then all kinds of cool stuff going on today. Let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Grain and soybean futures were modestly higher overnight amid light volume ahead of this week's Christmas holiday. Corn was given a boost by continued signs of demand for supplies as export inspections in the 7 days that ended December 18th jumped up a little less, 0.8%, not quite 1%. And then see what else is we got. Let's see here. Soybeans were slightly higher overnight on guarded optimism about purchases from China. The Asian nation bought 396,000 metric tons of beans with 330,000 for delivery in the 25-26 marking year that started on September 1st and the remainder for delivery next year. Wheat futures rose as tensions continue to escalate in the war between Russia and Ukraine. I don't know about that thing. That's just never ending, isn't it? Russian launched a drone attack on Ukraine overnight, according to several media reports, including in a residential area. 5 people were injured. Moscow also confirmed it struck an energy facility in Ukraine. Russia is the world's largest exporter of wheat, and Ukraine is tied as the 5th biggest shipper. Corn futures for March delivery added a penny and 3/4 overnight to 448 and 3/4 cents a bushel. In Chicago, wheat futures for March delivery in Kansas City gained 3/4 of a cent to 522 a bushel, and in Chicago, a half a cent to 516 a bushel. Soybean futures for January delivery were up 1 3/4 to 1066 and 3/4 a bushel. Soy meal gained 120 to 303.10 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.08 cents to 0.49 cents a pound. All right, let's see how the inspections went last week. Export inspections of corn, beans, and wheat were all higher in the 7 days that ended December 18th. Corn inspections totaled 1.74 million tons, which is up from 1.6 million the week before that. That's up also from 1.15 last year. Soybean assessments were reported at 870,199 metric tons, up from 810,000 the previous week, still less than half the 1.78 tons inspected last year. Examinations of wheat for offshore delivery came up to 627,443 metric tons. That's up from 489,000 tons a week earlier and 427,000 tons this time last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 24.3 million metric tons of corn for export. That's up from 14.5 million tons at the same point last year. So 10 million more tons than last year, which is good. Just wish the price was good. Soybean inspections since the beginning of September now stand at 14.6 million metric tons. That's down from 27 million during the same time frame a year earlier. Wheat assessments since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st are now at 14.8 million metric tons versus 12 million tons, same point last year. Let's see what the National Weather Service has got going on. It says the weather maps seem quiet across the United States. So a lot of people are not going to be happy. Maybe in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, they're going to have a white Christmas. Winter system is expected to move across that region on Christmas night, potentially bringing some snow, rain, sleet to that area. There's a 20 to 50% chance of the system causing a winter storm impact. 20 to 50%. How about that? I've never seen that before. That's a big margin. Other than that, just a lot of wind. We're going to have, it's probably going to be pretty windy around here on Christmas Day, according to what they're saying. Speaking of wind, here's another outlook from the Forestry Department, the Oklahoma Department of Forestry. Let me put it that way. Warm, dry, and breezy conditions on Christmas Day will hold moderate to high fire danger in place over most of Oklahoma, with the highest fire danger in the Panhandle and far western counties. Large fire potential remains conditional upon access to limited by fuels or terrain, while significant fire probabilities are very low. So please, even tomorrow, if you're going to burn some brush piles or some trash pits or something, will you make sure they're out for Thursday for Christmas? Make sure they're out. And it looks like it's going to get a little breezy, and all we need is a wildfire going on Christmas Day, especially with our volunteer fire departments and our other fire departments. I always say volunteer. You guys at Elk City and Woodward, Mangum and Altus, you guys know I'm talking about. You in Weatherford and Clinton, just take it easy and don't do anything silly Christmas Day to cause a wildfire. Okay, well, I got a special guest. If he gets, if he hears the phone ring coming up, this next segment after this break, a lot of people are aware, Robert Luttmer has been diagnosed with cancer and fighting it, and a bunch of friendly cotton farmers are getting together. They're having lunch right now out there at David Meisner's place, where Western Equipment has supplied lunch for him, and they're going to go out and help Robert get all of his cotton crop finished up. So I'm going to talk to them a little bit about this after this break. Today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Hour. So let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively in Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Timber Oklahoma is your safe and reliable expert tree care service. At Timber, we provide professional tree trimming and removal with a focus on safety, quality, and clear communication. With over 10 years of experience and certified in the Electrical Hazards Awareness Program, our crews provide tree trimming and removal, storm damage cleanup, utility line clearance. Call Timber today at 580-732-3400 or see us online at www.timberokla.com or email us at customercare@timberokla.com.
You could get specific and get them heated jackets and vests. You could get a Milwaukee Tools or Carlisle Tools or a toolbox. You could even get a new driver, a car detailing kit. If you know what they want or what they need, you can get specific. Or you can do the easy thing and get them a Napa gift card for Christmas. Don't forget the stockings, air fresheners for the car, flashlights, gloves, tumblers. How about phone chargers, Bluetooth speakers, or hand warmers? You know who's got all of this. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now, before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts. All the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Odell, Texas. Here is your Texas Panhandle and Odell's weather forecast down there in Texas. It's not really in the Panhandle. We'll call it North Texas. How's that? 78 degrees, humidity's 45, dew point's 55. The winds are out of southwest at 10, with wind gusts up to a whopping 12. We'll see here. Yeah, a little bit. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.14 inches of rain, 14 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. No sub-freezing or red flag minutes last night or today. 8-inch soil temperature, 55 degrees. Well, I called out there where they're having that luncheon and getting ready to get in there and start stripping a lot of cotton for Robert. And they're in the middle of a photo op, so I'm going to get them this next break. How's that? Didn't want to mess that up. So first of all, let's check out the Central Crop Care grain market update. Central Crop Care is out of Hobart, Oklahoma. Call them guys any time you need for your spraying needs, whether it's fertilizer, weed spray, anything you got going on, bug spray. They can do it. They're out of Hobart there. They got a big, nice ad in the Penny News here on Today in Ag pages. If you ever need their number, see here. Kansas City wheat, March, 528, up 7.25. Maize, 540, up 6.5. Chicago wheat is for March, 518, up 2.75. May is 528, up 2. Corn, March, 447, up 0.25. May is up 3/4 at 455. Soybeans, January, 1051, down 2.25. March is 1063, down 1.5. Soybean oil, January, 48.26, down 29. Soybean meal, January, 301.50, up 290. March is 304.20, up 230. see what the cattle are doing. They was in the red a while ago when I looked at it. Still are. Not bad. Not terrible. February lives are 230.27, down 115. April 230.15, down 92. Feeders for January, 344.77, down 172. March is 339.07, down 142. Lean hogs, February, 85.92, up 57. And April's 90.22, up 35. The hogs are slowly making a very good comeback here. Okay, let's do some hay news. I was looking at the hay market that they put out every week. I'm just going to give you some numbers, what's going on in other states. This is reported to the USDA, and as we all know, not everything gets reported to the USDA. This gives you some kind of idea of what's going on here. In Texas, nothing available for any sales last week with alfalfa, for premium alfalfa, good alfalfa, or even fair alfalfa. Oklahoma, 160 for premium per ton, 150 per ton for good, 130 per ton for fair. New Mexico, nothing available. Missouri, 175 to 300 on premium alfalfa, 150 to 175 on good alfalfa, 125 to 150 on fair alfalfa. Kansas, 175 to 250 on premium. That 250 was delivered. 110 delivered to 175 on some good alfalfa in Kansas, and 60 delivered to 125. I don't know about that. $60 a ton for some fair alfalfa and that was delivered. Must have been some really good stuff, huh? That's about it. Let's check out what's going on with the grass prices. A little more activity here, not a whole lot. Kansas, 160 to 200 per ton for premium grass, 55 to 160 for good grass, 100 to 115 for fair grass. Missouri, 150 to 200 for premium grass, 100 to 125 for good grass, and $75 per ton for fair grass. Oklahoma, nothing available on sales with grass. Texas, nothing available on premium, but it looks like there's some 200 to 225, both of those prices being delivered for some good grass hay, and 55 to 80 for some fair grass hay. I don't know. The hay market, some guys got regular customers, everything's still going on, but there's not a lot of hay moving as of right now. Cattle and calves on feed for slaughter market in the United States for feedlots with capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.7 million on December 1st, according to the USDA's cattle on feed report. This was down 2% year over year. Placements in feedlots during November totaled 160 million head, 1.6 million head. They forgot a dot in there. And marketings of fed cattle total 1.52 million. Let's see here. We got alfalfa hay exports to all U.S. trading partners total 129,945 metric tons in September, according to this. USDA is still trying to catch up on all this. That number was stable month over month, but 22% less compared to last year, same time. China imported 55,625 metric tons of U.S. alfalfa in September, which was 16% less than the previous month. The other major alfalfa hay customers were Japan with 25,426 metric tons and Saudi Arabia with 15,915 tons. All other hay, mostly grass, exports totaled 69,702 metric tons. Japan was the largest consumer of U.S. grass hay in September with 39,382 metric tons, followed by South Korea, 17,700 metric tons, and Taiwan, 10,000 metric tons. So, a lot going on there in the hay market. It's down from last year, but it's at least it's active. How's that? Does that make sense? At least it's active. One quick thing before we go to another break. As soon as I get to it here, where are you at? Where are you at? I headed up until I changed my game plan after they needed a little break. Here we go. Dr. Beck, one of my favorite professors from Stillwater from OSU. This is a pretty good thing. If you get a chance, get on Cal-Calf Corner at OSU. If you hadn't subscribed to it. There's a lot of good information in there. But Dr. Paul Beck, OSU Cooperative Extension Beef Cattle Nutrition Specialist, has this to say, because I know some guys are starting to hold some heifers back. So, and technology and things have changed a lot in the last 30 or 40 years or since Grandpa had some cattle. And if you make a better herd, listen to what I got to say here. Producers are often told that supplementing bred heifers with protein prior to calving increases calf birth weight and leads to greater calving difficulty. Nutrition of bred heifers during gestation does have lasting consequences for both the calf and the future productivity of the cow. Decades of research clearly demonstrate that maternal undernutrition during pregnancy negatively influences not only the cow's reproductive performance, but also the immune transfer, calf survival, weaning weight, and post-weaning performance. Research conducted in the 1970s at OSU compared productivity of heifers managed to achieve either adequate or obese body conditions from 12 months of age to 5 years of age. At first calving, 58% of the obese heifers required calving assistance, compared with only 8% of heifers managed to maintain adequate body condition. These data are based on for current recommendation that heifers calf at the body condition score, the BCS, at approximately 6, but not a fleshy BCS 7 or an obese BCS 8 condition. Energy and protein supplied during the gestation can influence calf birth weight. Classic work by Kura and colleagues published in the 1975 demonstrated that heifers restricted to 65% of energy requirements during the final 100 days of gestation produced calves that were approximately 4.4 pounds lighter at birth. However, these calves experienced greater mortality and reduced weaning rates compared with calves that had adequate fed dams. Importantly, lighter birth weight was not associated with reduced calving difficulty, illustrating that undernutrition compromises calf viability rather than preventing some other stuff. Restricting nutrients prior to calving weakens both the cow and the calf, increasing calving difficulty and reducing calf survival. So, you need them out of 6, people. You need them out of 6. You don't want them too fat. You don't want them too skinny. You want them just right. How's that sound? I hear all kinds of crazy stuff from different cattle producers, what they do with even cows before they calve. And making them go hungry is not one of your answers. Not a good answer anyway. And then you got this situation like I got out here west of town. I ain't giving those girls nothing. They've had good grass out there. And yes, they're one of my friends delivered something out there the other day and asked me what I was feeding my cows. And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "What are you feeding your cows?" I said, "Just the minerals and the grass they have." He said, "They're just a scotch away from being fat, Jimmy." So I'm, what do you mean to do? Put them in the lot every other day and not let them have nothing but water? I can't do nothing about that. So just good cows. And they're big, though. They're big old cows. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah. Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more, anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Kent Watkins here with SEI AgriTech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Are feral hogs causing damage to your land and crops? Try Kaput, our highly effective bait designed specifically for feral hog control. Kaput targets hogs where it hurts, helping you protect your property and your livestock. Don't wait for the damage to get worse. Call us or stop by today at SEI AgriTech on South Randall in Elk City to learn more about Kaput. Follow us on Facebook for the latest updates and solutions.
It's not too late. You still have time to shop, and I have the perfect place for you. They have necklaces, earrings, rings, mint chains, and watches. And they will even gift wrap everything for you for free. Men, did you hear that? They gift wrap for you. Don't wait to get your wife those diamonds. And don't forget to follow them on Facebook to keep up with all of their special deals they have going on for the holidays. Merry Christmas from Page Jewelers, the jewelry store.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You've got a problem, an issue, you can usually sit down and we can get it figured out while you're there. If it's something that we can't figure out right that day, it's usually within a day because everybody's accessible. If there's something that needs to be done loan-wise, we can get that ran to wherever it needs to go. Or if you just need help up front with some accounts or whatnot, I can walk you up there and introduce you to somebody and hang out with you and talk you through it. I can explain to Tammy or Tori or someone up front, hey, we've been discussing this. This is where we're at.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. An I-40 acreage near Canute can be yours Monday, December 29th. The seller is Jerry Bohannon, and his 21 acres of land are on the west edge of Canute. Auction will be at the property at 1 p.m. Prime I-40 Route 66 land. XIT Auctions is conducting the auction. For information, call Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. Online at xitauctions.com. 21 acres on I-40 on the west side of Canute will sell Monday, December 29th at 1 p.m. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is a lot more than just a cattle show. See for yourself January 4th through the 14th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sales of elite genetics, something for every operation. Enjoy the commercial cattlemen's luncheon January 8th at 11 a.m. with the commercial female replacement sale at 1 p.m. For a full schedule and sale information, visit cattlemenscongress.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Well, on the phone with me right now, is he's been on my show a couple times since we started the show, Mr. David Meisner. He lives over here between, between the golf course and Burns Flat, on the back way to Burns Flat. How's that? He lives in a roundhouse, but every now and then, something happens, something catastrophic to a local producer, whether it's a rancher or a farmer, or maybe there's some health issues. Well, a really good gentleman from over there at Canute, Robert Luttmer. He's been diagnosed with cancer. And David, sounds like he's got a bunch of great neighbors.
Yes, he does. He has a lot of great neighbors. The whole community came together today, and we just left, if you will, my place, heading to the field. We got 7 cotton strippers and 5 tractors. And we're going off to get Robert's cotton harvested what we can today and just get him closer to the end and accomplished. We had got a huge, huge group here. There's, I don't know, somewhere around 80 individuals that showed up in the community to come and show support towards Robert and how we all care and let him know that he'll get through it. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, he's a really good cotton farmer in the Canute area, in the Ouachita County area. And I see him three or four times a year. Sometimes I see him over Fowler Agency, you know, when they got their fall gathering and stuff like that. And he said, man, you don't need to say this about cotton farmers, Jimmy, or this or that or something. You know, he's always on me about something. But no, I've known Robert since I was a little kid. And we used to live next to him there on 066 when my dad had that APCO station there next to their house when 066 was still before I-40. How's that? And and we hate it for Robert, and he's tough, and we know it is, and he's a really good cotton farmer.
Yes, he's been after it for a while, and he does well and getting it accomplished. But you know, it's like when right now he's been got to do a few treatments and just seeing the doctor and whatnot, and I can say there was one day last week weather was good, and I know everybody else was going by 11, and it was after 1 before he was able to get going. And you know, that just a lot of time that kind of disappears and opportunity to get harvesting, and he's still, you know, knows that he's got to get his crop in. And so the community just came together and let him know that we're there to help, and that's what we're doing.
Well, and that's good, and I'm sure you had a hand in instigating this, and which is we want to thank you for that. We want to thank all the guys, people that were out helping. I don't know if you want to mention any of the people out there helping today. It'd be all right with me if you think it's okay.
Well, there's a lot that are here. I can, you know, it's like the food we had. When we decided to go ahead and do this, thought it'd be nice to get somebody to feed, you know, because, of course, food's always fun to make people happy, too, you know.
And hey, so food will get people together.
Yes, it will, and it did. And there in Canute, you know, it's like he usually goes there to family traditions and eats there. So, yeah, so ask them, and they were like, yeah, we'd love to do it. So they're doing it, and I can say Casey Mertz helped out on that, getting that organized and talking to them and whatnot, and Western Equipment showed up, and they've got help take care of the food, and then when we're getting ready to where he's ginning, talk to them and just let them know that's going, and they're like, well, we'll provide wrap. So sure enough, Lone Star brought wrap out and brought a tank of fuel for everybody too, so that way we can fill things up, and I can say just talking and inviting and letting the community know, because we were hoping to keep it a secret, and sure enough we were, and when called and let Robert know and asked him if he'd come over here to my place, somebody else had called and said, what is going on at David's place? It's like he's having an auction sale. There's a bunch of machinery all lined up.
He had a bad year at harvest.
What is going on? And so Robert's like, I don't have a clue. The world is the whole community is together, joined together to get after and do something, and I ain't invited. And come to find out that he's the star of the show.
that's awesome. Well, man, you know, that's the good thing about farmers and ranchers, you know, whether it's catastrophic, you know, like a wildfire or tornado or something, or one of our fellow farmers or ranchers are sick, they always come together. You know, a couple of years back, you know, Larry Thomas, before he passed, you know, he was diagnosed with that and had problems going on. And, you know, all the fellow peanut farmers down there all got together and got him knocked out. And that's the way it should be, you know, just everybody, somebody gets in a bind. It just makes you feel good. And plus, you know, Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle, the people don't get much better than that.
Yep. It's nice to have this community, you know, show the way that it is. You know, it's part of being in a community, being a neighbor. You know, the way you get to have a neighbor is by being that neighbor and helping the other one out when they need to, or watching their place, or just letting them know what's going on, that, you know, you care. And great gift that you can give is definitely just your time. You know, I can say so many people is like, well, I don't have a tractor. I don't have the machine to do this. What can I do? And like, well, we all like desserts too. Bring some cookies or something. And, and I brought my step deck trailer out here, and we used it as a table. And man, the amount of just, you know, not just the food that family traditions brought out, but it's also what the whole community and the ladies cooked and made sure. And yeah, there's even a few people went ahead and gave him a donation and said, here you go, you know, get her done.
Yeah, get her done. That's exactly right. And I'm not going to lie, there's some pretty darn good cooks between Elk City and Canute.
Yeah,
there's some, especially all those Catholic women over there at Canute. So,
yep, it's good food, good food, good community, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good. Well, David, sometime this winter you need to stop by the studio one day and talk about your adventures on Custom Harvest 2025. And
we'll do that.
Yeah, see that. And again, thank you for hosting that out there for Robert, and good luck with you guys helping him finish up. What do you guys got, a couple of days? He's got a lot of cotton. How long is it going to take you guys to finish
up?
He's
got a lot. He's got a lot to do, but I can tell you that there's plenty of individuals that are here today that aren't even done with their own.
Right.
But they don't care. This is you know, Robert's day. It's helping Robert out and making sure that he gets closer to being done today. So, you know, whatever we get done today, you know, having seven strippers, that's seven less days that he has to think about tomorrow to try and get done.
Yes.
Just sped him up tremendously. So
it's a good thing.
It's the whole community is just, you know, being a community and being a neighbor.
Well, tell all those guys that we told all of our listeners out here, big thank you to them, and big thank you to all the people that brought food and family traditions, Lone Star Gin for providing the wrap, and who's you say provided the fuel?
Lone Star did that as well, and, you know, it just, yeah, all these, you know, every person that came here, you know, it was nice to see Robert get out of his pickup and look, and he's like, I know them. Everybody knows me here.
I could just imagine the look on his face. I can figure that out. All right, well, I'm going to let you guys get back at it. And again, tell everybody thank you from everybody in the ag world in Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle.
You bet. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to you and your family, too.
Bye.
All right, thank you. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing, man. It don't get much better than that. Matter of fact, it don't get much better than this. I failed to mention yesterday, and I'm going to mention today, is Saturday at the pig show out here at Merritt. You guys probably seen her on Facebook, especially in the Beckham County shooting sports, the world of shooting sports in Beckham County. Lexi Pletcher, she's a pistol. That's all I can tell you. She's a pistol. And anyway, she done such a wonderful job of singing the national anthem Saturday at the pig show, and I failed to mention that yesterday. So today, Lexi, I don't know if you're in school or if you're listening, you did a wonderful job of singing the national anthem, and brought a tear to my eye, actually. And being a veteran, being a veteran, and I looked around there and I seen a couple other veterans, and it's an really important song to everybody, but it really touches the heart on a lot of veterans. So we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to have Heyday Tuesdays. Get your pencil, your pen, your paper, or if you're a really quick typer on your phone, get ready. I got a lot of numbers and hay for you to guys to listen to and look at today. Be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Windy Nissan of Elk City. If you're looking for a great deal on a new or used vehicle, you can find it right here at Windy Nissan, with payments starting as low as $249 a month, no payments up to 90 days, as little as $0 down approvals, and also enjoy up to $7,500 off new 2025 Nissan Pathfinders, Armadas, and Muranos in stock here at Windy Nissan of Elk City. Windy Nissan has a great selection of inventory available, with over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from. We have half-ton four-wheel drive pickups. We have diesel four-wheel drive trucks. We have large SUVs. We have small SUVs, your affordable sedans for your first-time drivers. We truly have something for everybody here at Windy Nissan of Elk City, Oklahoma. And with over 30 banks to choose from, we have financing for nearly everyone. You can view all of our inventory right here at 114 Access Road in Elk City, Oklahoma, or at WindyNissan.com. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
This Christmas, shop local. The Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store in downtown Elk City is your destination for a great selection of men's clothing, plus the most unique men's, pets, and household gifts, barbecue grills, spices, accessories, and outdoor party gear. Check out their 50% off rack while you're there. The Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store, 318 South Main Street in downtown Elk City. This Christmas, come on in and enjoy the ride.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have. This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 15th. 1,106 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 432 brought 505. 8 at 511 brought 445. 19 at 525 brought 465. 7 at 768 brought 345. 73 at 880 brought 821. 7 at 891 brought 320. 5 head of heifers at 423 brought 410. 3 at 465 brought 425. 13 at 498 brought 41250. 10 at 565 brought 355. 9 at 574 brought 373. 6 at 700 brought 320. 17 at 734 brought 321. Butcher cows were 20 to 180. Butcher bulls brought 166 to 188. Bred cows 1375 to 3300. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71. Clinton, Oklahoma sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Granite, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Let's see here. 71 degrees. Dew point's 32. Humidity's 23. The winds are out of south southwest at 9 miles an hour. 49 is your 3-day average. 4-inch bare soil temperature, 531. Sunset, the day's already a minute longer. We're in our second day of days getting longer from here on out. Sunny, high 75 today. Looks like you're going to get there. Partly cloudy and 48 tonight and 77. Partly sunny tomorrow with south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. All right, you guys ready? Here we go. Got your pen, pencil ready, paper out, ready to go. We got a big list today, so just get ready. All right, so we have 400 bales of rye hay at Carter, $50 a bale, loading available, 580-729-0356. 400 bales of rye hay, $50 a bale, load and available. Carter America, 580-729-0356. Cal Hay, blue stem and native mix, 5.5 foot bales, $45 a bale, 580-660-1306. I don't know why I don't have down where that's at, but anyway, good cow hay, blue stem native mix, 5.5 foot bales, $45 per bale, 580-660-1306. Elk City, hay bales, blue stem native grass and legumes mixture, call 821-1611. Very nutritious, they're saying. Very nutritious. This is a friend of mine up in Kansas. So if you guys know anybody down there, like between Kansas City on the Kansas side, or basically Olathe, going down towards Lewisburg and Lacine, down in that area, know any buddies, friends down there that need hay, this is a really good deal. 200 bales of Planet Prairie Grass Mix, horse quality, big bales, this big, not the housewife bales, but the big bales at $40 a bale. He just wants to get rid of it. He said, I had too much of it this year. 913-915-6464. 913-915-6464. Then over here towards the Sayre direction, between Sayre and Elk City, got a 153 bales of blue stem Bermuda grass mix, $60 a bale. And they got rid of that. 74 bales of wheat hay, wheat rye mix, actually. Hay, $50 a bale. 580-729-2436. 580-729-2436. All right, let's switch pages here and see what we got going on over here. That one, yes, let's see here. Yes, 230 bales of rye hay, really good rye hay, put up right around Carter, $70 a bale. Can Hall for extra, 580-821-4816. 230 bales of rye around Carter, $70 a bale. I promise you it's fertilized and put up right. Can Hall, 580-821-4816. And then we got 80 bales of fertilized love grass out by Allison, Texas, $60 a bale. Delivery available, 580-449-1192. 80 bales of fertilized love grass, $60 a bale, out by Allison, Texas. Delivery available, 580-449-1192. I'm trying to, yeah, it's about time. There we go. My trifocals are getting out of focus. Don't worry, I got a eye appointment coming up here in about a month. I got this taken care of. 100 bales of Milo hay down by Hobart. Has some grain in it, good hay, good roughage, 580-530-1032. 100 bales of Milo hay, $50 a bale, has grain in it. Hobart America, 580-530-1032. What do we got here? We got 150 bales of quality hay grazer. 1,200 pound bales, tested for nitrates, $75 a bale. We got some 11 to 1,200 pound bales, same place, round bales of horse quality teff grass, $75 a bale. Loading is available, plus some delivery is available. Elk City Retrop area, 580-821-2355. 821-2355. And we got 200 bales of native lovegrass mix, $45 a bale. This is up by Sharon, up in Woodward County. $45 a bale, 580-334-1000. 8989. Trucking's available. 200 bales of Love Grass, Native Grass Mix. $45 a bale. Sharon, Oklahoma. 334-8989. Trucking is available. What else we got here? We got some 400 bales. They hadn't told me to not talk about this. 400 bales of Sudan hay, 5x6 bales, small stem, 3.5 wraps, down by Altus America, 580-477-1255. That is 580-477-1255 for a bunch of bales of Sudan hay, 5x6 bales, small stem, 3.5 wraps, Altus, Oklahoma. True to Cali, which is the proper way to say it? True to Cal or True to Cali? I hear everybody say it. I hear the smart guys say it's True to Cali, and I hear the dumb guys like me say True to Cal. True to Cal, hey, $75 to $85 a bale. Got a couple different types of, some of put up good, really good, and some of put up okay, I guess. South of Sayre, call Rodney at 580-243-8676. True to Cal, hey, True to Cali. Let's go back. True to Cali, $75 to $85 a bale. South of Sayre, 580-243-8676. Fertilized and weed-free wheat hay, $70 a bale. Got about 80 of them. 580-729-2299. 80 bales of fertilized and weed-free wheat hay, $70 a bale. 580-729-2299. I think that's it. Oh, we got some over here by Eric. 340 bales of round bales, that is, of Plains Blue Stem. $75 a bale. 580-243-9190. 340 round bales of Plains Blue Stem. $75 a bale. 580-243-9190. And that is over by Eric. There you have it. That is your heyday list brought to you by Great Plains Bank. And let's see here. Yes, I just had a text on my personal phone. Some people might regret selling this hay. It's a possibility. You never know, because you guys know and never fails. We've had a really nice fall and early winter so far. And we're going to pay for it. You know we are. I don't mean to be mean, but you know darn good and well that we are going to pay for it. Let's see here. The smart guys just say it in a way that makes them feel smart. You are right the way you say it. That's right. You got it. Thanks for having my back on that. And that's right. You got it. Oh, I got a few minutes left here. You know that hay you smell that you put up a little wet, too much moisture, and it turns into that black brown stuff, and it smells like chewing tobacco. Well, I remember the first time my first experience with that kind of hay is back when I worked for K&D over at Foss, and Dub was really bad about putting hay up green. And, you know, those round hay bales with those 510 round balers back there was just, and it was 476 New Holland with that apron chain on it. Anyway, hell, them cows love that stuff. Smells like tobacco. They'll eat every bit of it. Well, I guess after a bunch of studies, it's really... they might like it, but it ain't doing them no good, according to this study. So we got this second here. It says, cattle will often sink out caramelized, heat-damaged hay, but the sweet-smelling tobacco-like product offers little to no feed value. We can blame that on a chemical process called the Maillard reaction. It's the same thing that happens to sear steak and when bread is baked. I still occasionally hear or read comments from some farmers expounding on the fact that their cows seem to just relish hay that's got a little hot and turned brown. Well, caramelized heat-damaged hay is the result of a detrimental nutrient transformation into a aerobic environment with moisture as the catalyst. The same thing can happen to haylage when oxygen is present. So in other words, yeah, they might like it, but it ain't doing them no good. But it's still fun to talk about it. And there it does. It does smell good, I gotta admit. The bad thing about it, when I was working for Dub back then, he chewed beech nut like it was going out of style. So I didn't know whether I was smelling him or the hay. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.